away, swept away, the deep lakes. There is a possibility, but there is a possibility that the Rinzakshamim did not push away the deep lakes, which is Nebeya, because it requires a lot of force to push away a tipo that is Nebeya in a certain amen. So, but there is a good possibility. Since there is only a possibility, not a certainty, so Mele, it only purifies people X in respect to Isa Kvulo Lechale, but not in respect to Halo or Tomato. Masheinke, it comes to show a possible veil, it's considered as a Vada, because it's only a remote possibility that people X was not swept away by the swiftness of the flow of the Mitamtsies. Of the Mitamtsiya Sholikos. This is Vazis. I am explaining all the shittas here. Now, the Ravi Batinore, according to Ravi Batinore, so Mitamtsiya Sholiposku and the Rina Sakshon in the Tzayna Ha'ach, and both are based upon the concept of people. So it's Aloche, that the Rina Sakshon or the Rina of the mind of Mitamtsiya Sholiposku is Mitvate. Is mivatei the tumen of tipex. Now, the Gulis Aliyas is a wonderful sefer. I mean, he can buy it. Spiritus Library has it. It's a very good sefer. It was written by Rav Ratuba Lifshitz, who was a Talmud, I think, of the Rav Shulchan Aruch. Rav Shulchan Aruch. It's a very good sefer, Gulis Aliyas. The Gulis Aliyas, so he explains it on the basis of Ashok. He explains it on the basis of Ashok. Of course, the Gulis Aliyas cannot agree with the Sheikh of the Rabbi Batinore. According to Rabbi Batinore, so Mitamtsi Sholiposku and Yerina Sakshon was an hach. The Gulis Aliyas does not agree with him. So the Gulis Aliyas, he agrees with Pharisee Israel. Nothing with that, on everything, but on that point, he agrees with Baruch Yisrael, in other words, that there is a difference between the Tara potential of Yerida Sakshomim, so that is not Mitaya, the Megaboyim, to such an extent that one should be able to use the Megaboyim for Tumo. It's only mitayeya, so to such an extent that he should be able to use it for chulin or for yisakful lechalo, for yisakful lechalo, but not for truma itself, not for truma itself, and mitamtsi yeshol posko, mitamtsi yeshol posko, so that has more of itare potential. That when the flow of Mitamtsi Sholiposku is mitayeh, the Megaboyim so much that you can use that water even for Trumitza, even for Trumitza. But, so, on that point, he is in agreement with Pharisee Israel. But where is it Pharisee Israel explains both Tara potentials on the basis of the Yerida Sakshomim and the Mitamtsi Posko sweeping away Tipex. So the Gulis Aliyas, he explains the Tara potential of Yerida Sakshomim on the basis of the possibility of probability of sweeping away. Masheinke. So since it is Mitaya, the Megabo, only because of the possibility, the probability of sweeping away, but it's not a certainty. So maybe it's not sharing with Trumo, it's only sharing with Yisra'atfula Lechala. Yisra'atfula Lechala. Only whom, according to the other say, but not with Trumo itself. But you cannot use, after it was purified by means of Yerida Sakshomim, you cannot use it for mixing Trumo. Why? Because after all, we are not sure that TPX was swept away. Maybe it wasn't swept away. It's very likely that the Yerida Sakshomim swept away TPX. But maybe it didn't sweep away TPX. Machine came. Mitamtsi Shalom Posku, the Talmud potential of Mitamtsi Shalom Posku is not based upon the possibility or probability or certainty of sweeping away. Mitamtsi Shalom Posku affects Hashem. Affects Hashem. How does it affect Hashem? Mitamtsi Shalom Posku. So the Kulis Aliyah says, because in respect to now, if you go over the long tesvest of the Zion in Gittin of Nitzigwat Tafes or Mashke Tepeach in Chibol and Tumel and Tare, so you'll see that in respect to Ashoke, so Tepeach Latfiach is considered to be in Chava. In other words, we have two shul. We have a shul of Shifaras Aleit, and we have a shul of Tepeach Latfiach. So, how does Rav Chaim explain that the two shiurim represent two different concepts? Tefiach v'atfiach is in a chaba, but not in a chaba. Shvevar is a maid, which is much more than tefiach v'atfiach, so is in a chaba, not only in a chaba. So, in respect to a mikveh becoming, in order to make two mikveis of 20 so each united into one mikveh, so we have to resort to you. So they will require shver sanit. In other words, if you have a mikveh here of 20 so, a mikveh here of 20 so, and you have a kiss in the middle, and then you have a negative shver sanit, and the water is intermingled through that negative shver sanit, so then it combines the two mikvehs into one mikveh, and the two waters are one water, they are intermingled. That's Shver HaSaneit. But the Tefiach HaTfiach cannot be married. But in order to be mechaber two waters, so that one water is not mewed with the other water, but it's connected, it's attached to the other water, so the Tefiach HaTfiach is enough. Now, in order to affect Ashoke, we don't need a chibur, a connection of Shver HaSaneit. But the connection of Tefiach Latfiach is enough. So the Gula Saliyah says that the reason as to why Mitamtzius is Mitaya, the contaminated mind in the Gabo, is because when you have, after it rained for a long time, so then there is a lot of moisture on the top of the mountains, and there is a continuity of moisture, of Tefiach Matfiach. You don't have full water, I mean, you can walk there, but there is a continuity of moisture, and the moisture is substantial. In other words, let's say, if you have, let's say, here at the top of a mountain, so all over, you will have a continuity, it will be moist. It will be moist, and there will be continuity of moisture of Tefiach Matfiach. And in the course of the whole terrain over which there is continuity of moisture, so there is even Memsor, so the Meirit can affect Ashok. In other words, we are Mitzarim, all the minute drops of water over an extensive terrain, an extensive area, and since there is no neutral zone that is completely dry, and the whole area is moist, sufficiently moist to moisten something else, in other words, you could touch it at any point in that area, so you could touch it and moisten your finger. So there is continuity of moisture in to the degree of the Tefiach Latfiach, and altogether, if we're in Mitzarif, all the moisture over the whole area, there will be Memsa. That's how the Gula Saliyah explains the Tara potential of Mitamtzi Shotos. Now, then I saw, and I don't understand why all those who discuss, I mean, this Mishnah of Mitamtzi Shotosko, they mention all kinds of pshatim. I mean, after all, I mean, according to the Rav and the Nore, so it's based upon people. So it's the same aloche as Yerinus Akshomi. And it's the same aloha that is mentioned in the Mishneh Machshir, and according to Eretz Yisrael, it's based upon the fact that we take it for granted that in all probability the flow of the Mitamtzius that is characterized by such force and swiftness, so, you know, so it must have swept away the Tibetans. And the Gonzalez explains it on the basis of Ashoke, and he says that in view of the fact that in order to affect Ashoke, we don't require Shvifaris Ameid, but only Tviach Latviach. So here, there is a continuity of moisture of Tviach Latviach over an extensive area, and if we'll be mitzari for the moisture or the drops of water in that area, so there'll be Memsotu, some merit affects Ashoke. There is a very remarkable Ramban, and it seems to me that this Ramban is mentioning another pshat in Mitamtzi Yeshol Pasuk. And I didn't see that anybody should mention that Ramban as a pshat in Mitamtzi Yeshol Pasuk. Now I'm referring to the Ramban in Dvorim, in Ekev Ches, Dvorim Ches, Pasuk Zayin. Dvorim Ches, it's naked, Pasuk Zayin. Ki Avishem Elokecha Miviyacho El Eretz Teivo Eretz Nachlimoyim Ayoneis Usoimeis Yeitzim Babiko Uvo. So this pasuk is descriptive as reference to Mayonis, the Mayon. Now we all know that Mayon is mitayah b'mashu, and Mayon can affect Ashoke even b'mashu. It doesn't require Memso. Mayon requires Memso for, according to many Rishayim, for Tvila Sodom. According to the Rambam in Raivet, so even Tvila Sodom can take place in Western Memso in the Mayon, as long as there is no water in the Mayon to immerse, to cover the whole roof of the person. But other Rishayim say, no, that Mayon can be entirely the Mashu only Kedim, but not Matar. But Ashoke and Mayon can affect even with a mashu, even if it doesn't have memso. Now this pasuk, Dvorim Ches, pasuk Zayin, deals with Mayon. Ken Hashem Elokecha Miviyacho Eretz Teivo, Eretz Nachlimoyim, Ayoneis Useimeis, Yeitzim Babiko Uvo. So pasuk Zayin, Vitam Eretz Nachlimoyim, Shehu Ki Gam Rode, the Rambam says, Loi Sheyashku Mayim Gregel Eretz Yitzrayim, Kasheyim Arod, Ki Mintar Hashomayim Tishtemayim, Upireish, Ki Ayoneis Uteimeis in Eretz Yisrael. So Ayoneis, springs and Teimeis, deeps, Yeitzim Bipiko Goho, Umishom Yisrael, Bonechol. And from those springs, there is a flow of rivers, Vishir HaKosu, Ayoneis Vayoneis Teimeis, Mubadus Ayoneis Teheim, Ayoneis Teheim Rabo. Voinigen, ki yeish min amayonei shenizlim mitamtzi slachus o'orim min akshomim shenidloim viseichom oi min oodim hanizl lehem veheim shekov ayonis kmoi kol mayone mayim li mayone veyeish mehem sheyeitzim min kir ateim veheim shekov oteheimis tleim amayonis veheimis veomar kim shneyem bibiko vigamlon. So the Ramban says there are two types of mayonis. There is one mayon, a spring that emanates from the tail. And then there's another mayon that emanates not from the tail, but it emanates from the cliffs of the mountains. Because after it has rained for a long time, so then the mountains, the cliffs of the mountains, absorb a lot of moisture. And then this moisture is exuded and it starts dripping. That's Mitamtzi Yeshol Pasuk. What's Mitamtzi Yeshol Pasuk? Mitamtzi Yeshol Pasuk means after it rained, let's say, for days and days, so then the cliffs of the mountains absorb a lot of moisture. And then they start exuding that moisture. So it's not that the what drips down from the cliff of the mountain, so it merely drips down because first it rained, it dropped down from the skies onto the ground of the mountains, and then and then after resting on the ground of the mountains, so it drips down. It's not that way. That's not the foundational posuk. That would be ordinary mekshonim, you see. Of course, sometimes, you know, you have an upper level and you have a lower level. So, let's say it rains on the upper level, ground, and then it rests for a certain time, and then it drips down. That's not the foundational posuk. The foundational posuk means after it rained for days and weeks on the mountains, so the cliffs of the mountains absorb a profusion, an abundance of moisture, and then it starts to burst out. It is so saturated. The cliffs of the mountains are so saturated with the moisture of the rain that they burst out and they start exuding. So then it comes out in the same way, it starts flowing in the same way as water from a spring, from a well. So that is it, in a mayon. This is what Rambam says. So, yeish vo'inyen keyeish min amayoneis sheneizlim mitantzis lachus o'ori min akshomim shenivloim b'seichon. First, the horim, the cliffs, absorb the lachus, the moisture of the kshom, and then they become oversaturated with water, so then they start exuding. That's mitamtzi yeshoi posko. So it has all the characteristics of a mayon. And according to Rambam, this is one of the two types of mayonis. So there are two types of mayonis. One type of mayon is that one that emanates from the day, and there is another mayon that emanates not from the Tehillim, but it emanates from the cliffs of the mountains, because the cliffs of the mountains became saturated with so much water, then it starts exuding that water. So that's another mayon. So in other words, so that means, according to this Rambam is saying in effect that Mitamtzi Shalom Posko has a Halation on it. But, so it doesn't have to have Memsor. We don't have to resolve. In other words, so it is similar to the Pshat of the Gules Aliyas. But according to Gules Aliyas, it's based upon the Tzilu, because over an extensive area, there is continuity of water, of moisture, and in each spot, there is Tefiach Latfiach moisture. According, so it affects Ashoke, but according to Rambam, Mitamtzi Shalom Posko, in two words, is a mayon. That's all. If it's a mayon can affect Ashoke Bimashu. It doesn't have to have Memsor. So Mele, so that's why it is Kshayim Mitrumo Vinitra Mila. But what will be, alright, so the question is, if it is so then the Mishnah, but there is one difficulty. According to the Rambam, that Mitamtzi Shalom Posko has a Chalish and Mayon, and Mayon can affect Ashoke, even the Mashu. So why does the Mishnah say, Kshayim Mitruma Velitunem Yadayim? So the Mishnah could say, Kshayim Mitruma Velitvilaskei Velitunem Yadayim. So Tvilas Keli, Midraise, you can be Teveil, Machmitz in Eres, even in the Mikveh of Revis. But Merabonon, you cannot be Teveil, Machmitz in Eres, in the Mikveh of Revis. But only in the Mikveh of Abon. So, that's in the Mikveh, but in Mayon. So even in Merabonon, you can be Teveil in the Mayon. You can be Teveil in the Mayon. And it doesn't require Memsor. And even Tvilas Odom, so there's Machlech Lashem. So here the Mishnah says, Shayim mitrumo v'itumo yodani, mashma, but to be teivel machti mitzineiris, you cannot. Why not? Why should you be able to be teivel machti mitzineiris? It's a mayon. A mayon is mitayel v'chorchil. A mayon is mitayel v'chorchil. I don't understand. But the Rambam spells it out, that Mitamtzi Shalom Posko is a mayon. כי יש מן הביונים שנפלים מקמצי סלח וסעורים, מן הקשומים שנפלויים בשיחו. Now, oh, and here, what you see the Rav says, he says, mitam tishol posku, heorim ischlosom, vadayim imidat bitzim, vimei akshomim shiod alayim, ilu midatlin hatipo rishim hafnei o shoi so bigad, vipichof shosa tomi vishosa toya, kol man shoi posku toya, vimayim tmeim, vimayim tmeim, ושנופו שם ניתן, וביזוי המיילו, דהנה דוניר לא צופיר למים התמאים, ואילו הוכר אולצו, אבל אין קשירים מתווסותם מקרב ידיים. So it came not, but according to Rambam, that is as a Chalishe Mayon, and the Mayon is Mitaya Bechol Kshul Keli, according to everybody. So why is Mitamzi Shom Posku not capable of being Mitaya Kela? I don't understand. But Rambam says in so many words, you look it up, you'll see, I mean, so that mitamtzi shel posku hezeh halishema unless we are going to say the Rabban says there are two types of mayonis. There is one type of mayon that emanates from the tail, from the deep, and there is another type of mayon that emanates not from the deep, but it emanates from the cliffs of the mountains. And why does it emanate from the cliff of the mountain? Because of the profuse abundance of rainwater that saturated the mountains, so melee starts bursting out and it starts to emanate in the same way, and it flows with swiftness that is typical of a mayon. But the Ramban mentions that it's two types of a mayon. So we have to say, according to the Ramban, what kind of a mayon is mitayer, keli, hoshu, and according to Mene Vesheni, if monodom, that's only the mayon that emanates from the deep, from the tail. But the mayon that emanates not from the tail, but it emanates water that was originally rainwater. Originally it was rainwater, but it rained so much for days and weeks on the mountains, so the cliffs of the mountains became saturated with an excess of water, of moisture, and then it starts bursting out. So since it emanates because it is of an oversaturation with rainwater, so the Mele, it's not the type, all right, the Ramban says, it also is a Shemayim, but the Torah, the Posik, in Rom Ches, Posik Zion, it spells out these two types of Mayonis. So the Mayon that can be Mitaya, can be Mechoshu, and according to the Ramban, more than Mechoshu, only the Mayon that emanates from the day. But the Mayon that emanates water from the cliffs, because it is saturated with rainwater, in view of the fact that originally at the outset it wasn't Mimayon. Was it Mimayon? It wasn't Mimayon. Originally it was Mikshomi. Mikshomi is not Mimayon.
The Ram was also Mikshomi.
All right, but anyway, it doesn't make a difference. There is a difference according to the Rabban. There is a basic distinction between Mitzvah is not exclusively Mitzvah. It has Mitzvah too, but it's not exclusively Mitzvah. Masha'inkin here, the water that emanates from the cliffs of the mountains is exclusively Mitzvah. And why does it burst out? Why does it exude water? Because it is oversaturated with rainwater. So maybe it exudes the water. So it does not have the same potential as a real mayon that emanates from the tail. So in other words, but it certainly has certain qualities of mayon, because it also exudes water that flows. It flows with swiftness like water from a spring. that is emanated by the Tehillim. So in Meile, it can affect Hashoki. It can affect Hashoki and Ma'itnei, but it cannot be Mitaya Kevin Morodom. It cannot be Mitaya Kevin Morodom Bimach.
And Bashar of Tosus from Git and Rosh Hashanah mentioned, are the inclining planes, did the Rosh Hashanah say, Hebrew was enough? Hebrew was enough with Tzavek Lahatzia?
Excuse me, the Mishnah in Karas that is discussed in Gittin Dr. Zion, he mentions several Aluches, one of Nitzek, one of Katapres, an inclined plane, that's Katapres. But then it also mentions Mashki Tefeach in the Hebrew Mitamun Leitaya. The implication being, but Tefeach Latvia, not the implication being, the Gemara says so explicitly, but Tefeach Latvia is a Hebrew. So Tefeach Latvia is a Hebrew Ligabe Ashoki, but it's not a Hebrew Ligabe the Tzir of Tumik Ways. Alright, Now, I think now we have to start the Rash. Now, the Rash. Sheish Vayles Mimikvoy, Meigabi, Miloshin Kinesi Gabi, Gelachzit Mayim Mi Gabo. So, Gabo really means a pool. A pool. Rekokin Shemesh Ben Mayim, a pool of water. שוט אותם מי שעושה טועי, אותם מי שנוף אותי בו מפי וזיך אגבו וישם או שעושה טועי ונתמו דעשי זה משקים תמיים פייסר את התרום כמי זה דרך כמה נשאבס גם בשמי עושה דובו ויאב אגב דוויז בינו כנתנם במיועה כל המשקים מצטרף ונפסר את הגריה ולוויז כי שבו שעה טיפות מי הביפיב תימו כל משקפיב ואיזה טיפו ויסאוכו השוקו בגבו ומיימר בישאים ביבו עם סור גיריתו לסייפה ועל ידי גייס התומי אימי הגבו מתאמים עד שיסלישו גיריתו לסייפה even though he didn't go inside the rash but I think several times you already mentioned the approach of the rash and the rosh and the rhyme generally it's the same alright מילה בכליתו יתומי משום לחשינו לאיזה טיפו כדפרישס ונתנאו כל המים שבכלי והקליעה עצמי נתמו שזהו משמי עושה דובו או איכלים והכלים שנתנאו במשק ואם לא ידיח תואר ותיסף למפורש תיימא ורבשים אין פה ולפור מתניסף ונדיח ולא ידיח תומי והכולי כואר והנח תואבו בערך התיימא לכולי תיימא ותיסף אומר, אומר רב נחמיה מפני מרון רואים לו ידיח תואר, מפני שינה מים שבגבו עלולים לקבל תומי עד שיסליש. So the Rash naturally explains it כפשוטה. In other words, that until it becomes tosh, it's incapable of being מקבל תומי. מחובי המים וחובובי cannot, under any circumstances, be מקבל תומי. So, actually, so one prerequisite is the water has to be removed from the gabbo, from the river, from the mikveh, whatever it is. So, it be on the moment it detaches the water, let's say, a kikah shel truma fell into the gabbo. Then it picks up the kikah. So, naturally, there are no more drops of water on the surface of the kikah. So, those 100 drops, let's say, of water that are on the top of the kikah are already detached from the gabbo. So they are tosh. So why shouldn't they be able to be mikabel tumei? So he says, he'd be on robu atirin alat mein. So then it becomes bubble. Now it seems that the Rambam was not given this expression. These five words, he'd be on Robu Atein or Atmein, the Rambam wasn't there, because the Rambam, quotes the whole Tisefte, but he omits this expression. So it seems that he wasn't Geres, these five words. If he would be Geres, he couldn't have his approach, because this expression contradicts the Rambam Shiva. All right, anyway. So, but The Rash was Geras, and that's the way it appears in our text, in the Dissent. Hig Bion, Robo Ateri, Alat Mein, und Limaum, Rui, Ibiach Domei. Why? Because of Shuvu Hamayim Shabiyonim in Itriu, Vitimu Esaki Ker, Rav Shimon Eimer Ben Shidiyar, Ben Shalo Yidiyar, Tomei, Shani Eimer, Shetipas Hamayim, Tmeyim, Nigas, Nigaz Nikikea. So in other words, so according to the Rash, the Deceptive is saying this. When a Tomei drinks from the garden, so he detaches, Bill Tsenei, he detaches a number of drops of water that enter his mouth, so it becomes stomach, but and Bill Tsenei too, because because without the element of Rotzen, even though it's detached, the Shemashke will not be hard. Because as long as the water is in the Gabo, it was not a Bechalei Shemashke. It's not Mashke. When can it become Mashke? When it's detached. But in view of the fact that originally it was part of the pool of water, the mess of water, and it didn't have Bechalei Shemashke, so the Mele, without Rotzen, so it doesn't require Shemashke. I mean, that can be seen from the Aloche, that Yofo Nisichai Kika Shal Trumo, in Yoni Piach, same story. Why story? Why story? After all, the Kika should become Tomei. Because after all, if a Kika Shal Trumo falls in, and then he picks up the Kika, Yoni Piach, but when he picks up the Kika, so they're about 100 or 200 drops of water on top of the kik. And these 100 or 200 drops of water are detached from the garden. So it should be recovered to me? It should be recovered to me? The answer is no. Because since the kikia fell into the gabo, it was an accident. So and then he picked it up, not because he wanted any tippets of water to be detached from the gabbah, but against his will. So certain types of water became detached from the gabbah. So mainly those types that became detached from the gabbah, before they became detached from the gabbah, did they have a chalisha mashkeno? So even now, since it was all done shalom yotzeinei, it doesn't have a shemashke either. But if when he picks it up and he sees that it's relatively filthy, the kikya, so then he pushes it again to rinse. So then it's already yotzeinei. So then, if on one hand it's detached from the mechuber, and on the other hand it's yotzeinei. So then he's machshivet, and it acquires a shemashke. The moment it acquires a shemashke, so the mele, and we are chishish, that among the 200 tipes and the kikya, there is tipe X also. So the mele, since it is machshivet with his rotsu, that is manifested by the adoch, so his machshivet. So Mimele it acquires a shemashke, and we are anticipating the possibility that among the 100 tipes there is tipex also. So tipex revives its identity. So it's Tomei again, because for a certain time it didn't exist, tipex. But now it acquired a shemashke because of the Hadoche. So it was machshive. So Mimele, the identity is revived. If the identity is revived, so the Tumei is also revived. Because there was never bitul of Issa Metach Leheter. Why? Because in Chuber, there is no bitul. So Mele, but as long as it was in the Gabo, so it didn't exist as a people. It didn't exist as a people. It only existed as part of the mess of water. But now, when he was Madiachet, so he was Machshivet, so it acquired the Shemashke. The moment it acquired the Shemashke, it acquired an existence as an individual people. And we anticipate the possibility that among the 100 tipes, that is on the surface of the Tikkia. There is also Tipa X. The identity of Tipa X was revived, so the melee, its tumor was also revived, so the melee, it contaminates all the other Tipas. The Terisha Mashke. So then it's vitame the kicker. But the Tisefta says, if he was not Madia the kicker, so then in view of the fact that it was already detached from the Gabo, and so assuming that Tipe X is among the 100 or 200 Tipes on top of the Kikea, but it becomes bottle. Because as long as it was in the Gabo, there couldn't be any beetle. Because there was no beetle in Chuber. But now it's not in Chuber. So if Loi Idiach, so Hobo had tailing our claim. So the tailing, the Tipe's tailing, are more than the Tipe X. So the mailing becomes bottle. Becomes bottle. But if it's idiach, so then he's mashivet, so it requires a halisha mashke. If it requires a halisha mashke, so they cannot be very bitter. Because one tippet mayor can be mitabe a million tippets, tailings, out the chibur, since they are the chibur together. So that's why the Tisefta says, הקביעון, רוב התאילת מים, ולמה הוא אמרו, אם ידיח תומי, הוכשור המים שביודי, וניפליו, ותאילו איזה הקיקר. רב שמעון אומר, בין שידיח, בין שלא ידיח, תומי, שאני אומר, שטיפס המים, תמי, נויגס בקיקר. That's what רב שמעון says. So what is רב שמעון? Even if it's לא ידיח, so רב שמעון is חשש, maybe טיפ-X, remained for one moment on top of the kikya without the other tipis. So since it remained on the kikya in an isolated form, so then according to Rav Shimon, its identity is revived even without it. Because tipex in itself always remained on it. Tipex in itself always remained on it. But as long as it was incorporated into the mass of water in the Gabo, so it didn't exist as it did. It didn't exist. It just disintegrated. So the male it couldn't be done because it didn't exist as a Tipe. Now when he picked up the Kikea, and even though he was not machshivet to acquire a Chalisha Mashke, but since Reb Shimon, he is chenshish, maybe at one moment, while all the other tipes dropped off, or he doesn't even have to drop off, let's say, suppose there were 300 tipes altogether on the kikya, but not all the 300 tipes are combined together, so you could have, on this part of the kikya, at one end of the kikya, you have, let's say, 50 tibes, and then removed. So at another spot, you had another 50 tibes, and another spot, you had another 50 tibes. So it's possible that at one moment, at one spot, there was just one tibet, isolated, in an isolated form. So maybe at that moment, when one tibet, uncombined with other tibes, existed on the kikia, with in an isolated form, so the male its identity was revived without being machshiv, without acquiring the Chalisha Mashke. In order to acquire Chalisha Mashke, he has to be machshiv with his rots. But if it's not Yidiach, so he was not machshiv, so he cannot acquire Shemashke. But if we knew that, Rav Shimon says, that if we knew that Tipex existed in isolation for one moment on top of the kikya, so since it existed on top of the kikya in isolation, so the mele, its identity was revived without acquiring shemash. And the tumor was never broken of Tipex, except that while it was incorporated in the mass of water in the Gabo, so it didn't exist as a Kippur. But if at one moment it exists in an isolated form, so in many ways its identity is revived. Its identity is revived. So at that moment it can be mitameh, it can be mitameh nikikah. This is what Rav Shimon says. Now the question is, why are the Rabbanim chilek on Rav Shimon? So it can be explained in two ways. You will see that there are two pshat. It can be explained in two ways. Either the Rabbanim chilek because the Rabbanim consider that a remote possibility that Tiber X should be and should exist under Kikah in an isolated form with all the other Tibers falling off, dropping off. That's a very remote possibility. We don't have to be chayshish. But if the Rabbonon, if it had been determined that at one moment Tiber X existed under Kikah in an isolated form, then the Rabbonon would agree with it. But whereas Rav Shimon is chayshish for that possibility, the Rabbonon not chayshish. But if it had been determined that Tiber X existed under Kikah in an isolated form with other Tibers dropping off, then Rabbonon would agree with Rav Shimon, but they are not chayshish for this contingency. And Rav Shimon is chayshish for the contingency. There is another pshat. Another pshat is that Rabbanon would also be chayshish. Would also be chayshish. But the Rabbanon hold that inasmuch as while Tiber X was incorporated in the Gabo, so it didn't have any existence as an individual people, because it was just part and parcel of one mass of water. There was no Tiber. There is no Tiber X. So as long as it wasn't in the Ach, so the Tibes and the Kikia do not acquire Chalish and Mashke, so their identity is not revived, even if it had been determined that Tibes appears and the Kikia in isolated form. Its identity cannot be revived. And that is the machlekes between Rabbon and Rav Shimon. So the machlekes between Rabbon and Rav Shimon is not the machlekes as to whether we have to be chayshish for this contingency of Tiber X existing on top of the Kikia in an isolated form or not. No, the Rabbon can be made it to Rav Shimon that we have to be chayshish. It's possible. If it's possible, we have to be chayshish. After all, according to the Rash, so the whole tumor, Shosatovim, Shosatoyer, is based upon the possibility that Shoshe, maybe when the Toyer drinks, he takes into his mouth or into his hand Tiber X. That is also a mere possibility. So we are Cheshish. So maybe we have to be Cheshish for this contingency too. That at one moment, all the other Tibers dropped off from the Kikia and Tiber X remained on the Kikia in an isolated form. But the Rabbanan say, even if this happened, it still is, the identity is still not revived. In view of the fact that the identity disappeared, so it can only be revived as a result of Adoche. But without Adoche, even if it had been determined that Tiber X was on the Kikia in an isolated form, so the identity is still not there, revived. You may let it cannot be determined.
If the people would die...
Excuse me, just one second. Now, I just want to show you, to turn for a moment to the Tisekt and to the Pirush HaKol. Now, Perek Rishon, the Septim Equates. Omer Rav Nechemia, מדנימה אמרו, אם הוא ידיח דויר, של המים שבו יעלו מרכבו תומה, עד שיסלישו, הגביעו הם, רוב להתיר רק מהי. מדנימה אמרו, אם ידיח דומה, יוכשר המים שביון יתנו את כמעט יוקר, רב שימנה אם הבי שידיע ושמי ידיח דומה, שאני אין מהיר, שתפסה מים, מי נגיד בקיקר. Now let's see the big book into the Pirako. מדנימה אמרו, מדיח דויר, פירש דהן לבנות פריסיך, כי יש עוד תרומות, פורש. שהמים שבגבי מאים הם יקבו תומה עד שישרישו ביחד של העולם. פירש, אבל בשעס חיבורון במהנה מחשב וגם אחר הפרישי צורך מחשב In other words, two things are necessary. As long as it's not detached, no machshavah in the world can be machshiv, the mind in the gavo to acquire shemashim. Because it's moved of the shemashim. It's moved of the shemashim. What does mashkin mean? Mashkin means something that is suitable for a drink. As long as in the gavo all night, it's possible for a person, well, that is, that it's possible for a person to prostrate himself on the ground and just to drink from the gavo. But it's not a human way of drinking that way. So mele, that's the reason as to why mayim shebigabo in chuper is mufka b'shemashka, and he can have all the machshavos in the world by prostrating himself on the ground. It still does not acquire shemashka. But that is the shite of the Rashi and the Gemara. Pirush avos b'shaschem gomer hanu machshav v'gam achar akrishe. But even if it was detached, in view of the fact that originally it did not have a shemashke, it was mayim chuporim, so it cannot acquire shemashke even after it is detached, unless the detachment is coupled with the machshav. Then it can acquire shemashke. Aber ach, wie kam ach, api she tzorich machshav, ul hoche tzorich she in chashik vadiach, aber bishol chishim alayet, kim she in amayim shalakitlo, vikabu tume, shum, av, ein, oi se atipo mitamei, kim fosh. It beyond Rabbi Atira Matnei. Pirei shu potlo meisi tipo. Veneisi tipo mitame es akikya. Abo kishim chashi paleya. In other words, as long as it was in the Gabo, so Rashi says that